Whap, whap, whap.
Ben Singleton heard the blades of the big choppers.
Help! Over here! Archie's hit! He's hurt bad!
Shh, Ben, Tracy Singleton whispered, putting her arms around her husband.
It's okay. I'm here. You're home and safe. The choppers, he muttered. I heard the choppers coming. You were dreaming again, sweetie. It's just a ceiling fan.
Ben lay very still, and as he awoke from his recurring nightmare, he realized she was right.
It wasn't in the dusty road outside the village in Zad Valley.
He was safe and sound in his home in Kansas City.
It's just so real, he whispered. I could taste it, feel it, smell it. I wonder if it will ever go away. Dr. Fletcher said it would take some time.
Time? How much time? It's been 4 years. Immediately he regretted his outburst.
I'm sorry, Tracy. I didn't mean to snap at you. You've been so great. It's okay. I understand,
she said, laying her head on his chest.
We'll get through this. Together.
Ben looked at the clock.
I'd better get going. We've got a big landscaping job in Brookside today.
Before his tour in Afghanistan, Ben was being groomed for a management position in a large brokerage firm. But after returning home and healing from his wounds, he discovered he just wasn't comfortable in the confines of an office. He felt enclosed and trapped. After what he had seen and experienced in the Marines, his co-workers in their suits and ties seemed so shallow. Some had been curious about his tour of duty, but there was just no way that he could make someone who had not been there understand the horrors of battle. He had taken a job with Empire Landscaping that gave him the freedom to work outside with minimal contact with the other members of the crew. It didn't pay all that well, but it was hard, physical labor, which was what he needed to take his mind off the images that kept forcing themselves back into his consciousness. Most nights, he would tumble into bed exhausted and fall into a deep sleep. Most nights, but not all.